You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
There is no rest for the weary, and that's where Glenn West is, as he pulled back into New Orleans late last night or early this morning. And Glenn, you thought you were going to have a day to yourself, but LSU decided to make massive changes as Brian Kelly announces that he will be making changes to the entire defensive coaching staff, which for some fans comes as a welcome. I think, Glenn, for us, it's one of those things where it's kind of mixed emotions. We're not fans necessarily, but look, these are people losing their jobs, changing their livelihood, and so you don't ever wish that on them. But Kelly does make the changes, and Glenn, I shot a text off, or I had someone text one of my buddies, and he said, I thought you were in the offseason. I said, there is no such thing as the offseason, and I'm learning that more and more, especially here at LSU. But Bryce Good alongside Glenn West for the Go 24/7 podcast, kind of a smaller version. But LSU overhauls the defensive coaching staff. Glenn, I think this is something that we could have foreseen coming. We kind of felt that, could happen. Are you surprised to the magnitude of what happened of the entire defensive coaching staff being gone? Or is this pretty on par for course, what you thought would happen?
I think it's probably it was something you could have predicted. I do think that there was probably more smoke out there about what LSU was going to do in terms of maybe keeping a couple of those guys on staff. And I just think that, the one thing that I've said pretty consistently here over the last couple of weeks has been, a big part of this offseason has been about retention for Brian Kelly on both sides of the ball. It's been about getting the same players back, getting that personnel back into the fold. You've done it in some areas, and in some areas, you're losing some talent. And, obviously we can harp on the transfer portal guys that are kind of, out the door now on offense, but defensively, you were just kind of in a position here where if you were going to bring back a lot of these pieces, a lot of these players that you want to build around again for the 2024 offseason, did it really make sense to run it back with the same coaching staff? I think that was maybe the question here that Brian Kelly was maybe asking himself over the last several weeks. And then really, I think this bowl game performance just reaffirmed a lot of the challenges and a lot of the disappointment that's kind of come with this season. You've already seen a couple LSU players make some smoky kind of gaudy kind of tweets out there that have been sent, Instagram posts, some kind of reading between the lines. I think I put out there, are there any code breakers out here for some of these, some of these messages that have been put out by the players? I just think that, really you go back to the start of the season, there was just some disconnect here. I mean, like there was just, I don't think there's any way around it, in terms of the frustration level, not only from the players, but from the coaching staff as well about, just how could they get these guys in the best possible position to have success? And it was really a season long struggle to do that. And I think that's kind of where Kelly was at with a lot of these decisions that he had to make. You really feel for a guy like Jimmy Lindsay, who really never even had a chance to kind of get his feet wet with the program just because, he had a really bad medical emergency. And so we'll see. Maybe I don't know this. This is just pure speculation. Maybe there's some kind of smaller administrative role that they can bring him back into the program for. It's just not going to be as a defensive line coach. And we'll see kind of how that all shakes out and works out. But
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The other ones... not really surprising. Obviously, Kerry Cooks and Robert Steeples now have had 2 years of the program. And, you know, I think there's certainly a level of just kind of what you see is what you get kind of thing going on right now with the defensive backfield and how much change, how much development, how much, you know, talent needs to be brought in there to really get this group back into a respectable place. But the big one obviously was Matt House, and I think that a lot of people you know, were expecting this one. I wasn't expecting it to be kind of the mass exodus that it was, but Kelly obviously had those exit meetings with the coaches. He made those decisions, and I think that's it's something now that you can turn your head to you know, the next couple weeks, and we've already got hot boards rolling out. We're gonna, by the time most people see this, you'll see kind of our initial predictions of names that LSU could potentially target as defensive coordinators. And then we've also obviously also got a lot of position coaches now that we're going to be looking heavily at as potential guys that could come on board and try to improve position wise. But the last thing I'll say on this, and I think the biggest thing here is that Kelly, over his first 2 years and really throughout his entire career, if something's not working, he's going to fix it. And I think that's what you see with this move. Obviously, going back to last year with the turmoil with special teams and him making a very swift decision there to kind of you know, pivot away from Brian Polian in that role, and now what you're seeing with the defense, you had a historically bad defense, and it's just it's so hard unless you have a fantastic resume and past history of success that it's just hard to overlook that, and you saw it with obviously with Bo Pelini a couple of years ago at LSU. It's hard to survive that. And LSU made some really big changes after that season, and you're seeing it again this year. And it'll be very interesting to see kind of where Brian Kelly ultimately winds up with some of these decisions that he now has to make on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah. And two, look, I mean, I know fans, and especially on our board, they were really kind of, I mean, look, we had seen, what was it, about, you know, two or three threads a week talking about what's going to happen. Is this going to happen? You know, things like that. And I wanted to ask you this because you were there in person. You know, I wrote a piece about how Greg Penn talked about the defense wanted something to prove. Look, don't want to take anything away from what Tanner Mordecai and Wisconsin did, because look, they were down some players and Mordecai played a good game. And sometimes that happens, but did the bowl game to you magnify the need to make this move even more? Like, do you think that, because I think there was a consensus among some of us that, hey, they could make just, you know, position coaches changes and retain Matt House. Now, look, I'll say this before you answer it. I'm not, you know, advocating either way. What I am saying is that in year one, Matt House was able to get a lot out of some veteran guys. Year two, you could make the argument. A lot of people might not agree with you that the Jimmys and Joes aspect wasn't there for him. But do you think the bowl game kind of, you know, clinched this decision, the nail in the coffin per se, to say, hey, we just need to go ahead and wipe this thing clean because we had a month to prepare and it didn't look any different?
Yeah, I think there's a layer of truth to that. I mean, I don't think one game is going to really push somebody like Brian Kelly over the edge in making that decision. I do think that there was a lot that factored into it. And, you know, it's, you know, he said in his statement, it's a difficult kind of thing to do when you're, you know, you build relationships with these coaches and you kind of have to say, hey, you know, this just isn't working. We got to move on. You know, I think the way that he approached it and the way that he handled it was as professionally as possible. And that's kind of what you get with Brian Kelly. You know, I think he's going to try to be mm-hmm. as professional as possible with these situations. But certainly, I mean, when you look at the game on Monday against Wisconsin, it was a lot of the same issues, right? I mean, it was, you know, guys, you know, having breakdowns in the secondary. It was, you know, certainly the Mordecais of the world were able to extend plays on the front seven for most of the first three quarters and make some – I mean, he made some ridiculous throws. I mean, Mordecai had a really good game. I can't take that away from him. But there was definitely, I think, an element of this to where, you know, the coverage was not all that great. The you know, there were some plays there where LSU just kind of had some busts in the second level, and you know, whether it was linebackers and then there was the missed tackles that were kind of a big issue mm-hmm. Very early on in the game as well. Some missed you know, reads and lines taken to the ball. You know, the running back had an ocean of room to run through for a lot of the first half. And you know, it really wasn't until the fourth quarter where I thought LSU kind of settled in defensively and was able to get those couple stops there to kind of get you the win. But I mean, if you saw it all year long and it just really wasn't that much improved, if at all. I don't think you could make a case where it was improved. I mean, Wisconsin came in as one of the worst scoring offenses, one of the worst you know, pass yards offenses that LSU would face all season, and they were able to kind of carve them up there for about three quarters. So makes sense that you make these moves. And now you obviously your attention focus, your focus turns to finding some guys that you can bring in on the coaching staff that have had the same kind of impact as your offensive coaches have on these guys the first couple of years. I think Kelly has proven that he can hire coaches on the offensive side of the ball. Now he's got to go out and find the right pieces and the right fits on defense.
Look, he talked about the importance of year three, and Nussmeier talked about it. Kelly mentioned it. And now to throw in another wrinkle, I guess you could say, you got to find a new defensive coordinator and defensive coaching staff. We're going to leave a lot of the specifics and the names for people who want to take advantage of that 60% off, or maybe you're already a subscriber of our Golden 24/7. But so let's take more of a general, you know, aspect and look at this. And, you know, Glenn, I know you've been a part of coaching changes at LSU. I've been a part of coaching changes elsewhere. There's different ways to go about this. You know, no matter where you are, play people like to do this, but it seems like, and I'll just say this and go out on a limb, and it might be Captain Obvious, defensive coordinator has to be settled first. And with Brian Kelly being more of that offensive mind, if you do bring in a veteran, more experienced DC, look, he's going to have a network of guys that maybe he wants to bring in, you know, for a linebackers coach or for, you know, defensive line coach. I know there's been a lot of smoke on a certain defensive line coach that just got knocked out of the playoffs. Once again, we'll leave that chatter and that conversation to the message boards. But your thoughts on this, because it seems pretty cut and dry to me. You're going to get the DC, and then he, along with Kelly, are going to figure out how they want to piece together, you know, a cornerback's room, a safeties room. One thing that was, you know, some staffs do, they're going to split cornerbacks and safeties up. Some people just want to have one secondary coach to bring that room together to create more cohesion. your thoughts on kind of where LSU may go from here. And is that the style you see Kelly taking?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be pretty swift but calculated, I think is probably the best way to put it. I mean, I'm sure he's already compiled a list of names for every job that he wants, and he's just kind of going to go down the list and interview those people and see if he can try to lure the best staff possible to LSU, because, I mean, that's been something that he's said pretty significantly over the last month or so whenever he's asked about these coaching staff changes and the impending decisions that he needed to make. Part of his answer to that was, I'm always going to do what I think is best for LSU. And obviously this is the first step to that. And now you've got to look forward to making the right calls on who your next hires are. But one of the things that I think I'm going to be looking out for is what's going to be the balance between recruiting and obviously the scheme side of things. I mean, I think you brought in a lot, you know, these last batch of hires. I mean, that I think the blueprint going in was guys like Steeples, guys like Jamar Cain when you first hired him away a couple of years ago. Those were going to be, I think, the young kind of recruit heavy, you know, guys that you wanted to bring into the defense to kind of find that, you know, to kind of bring in that new generation iteration of the program. Whereas guys like House and, you know, Cooks and all those guys who have been capable recruiters, that they were definitely more X's and O's types, I think is you can make that case. I would personally like to see LSU bring in a pretty veteran defensive coordinator, somebody who's had some established success. I think you need somebody in here that can get the X's and O's part right, can eliminate the confusion, eliminate the frustration, obviously, that there was, the disconnect that there was this last year, because you're bringing back a lot of these guys. And like, I think the biggest thing here is making sure that their on-field, you know, cohesiveness matches what they were like off the field. And I do get the impression that this was a pretty close team off the field. I mean, there was no drama really outside of, you know, a couple of defensive backs that really just were frustrated with their roles. But there was really not a ton of drama on this team. And I think if anything, they kind of got even closer with something like what happened with Greg Brooks earlier this year. And that you could really see that connectivity with the team and the cohesiveness of the team kind of come together in that moment. And I think a lot of the players kind of voiced how much of this season they wanted to be because of what was going on with that situation. And so, you know, I think the off-field part of it, the chemistry, the relationships those players have off the field is important in all this. But you've got to bring in the right coaches to make sure that these guys are getting schemed up the right way, that they're put in the right roles. And that would be the priority for me, is getting somebody in here to lead that defense who is an X's and O's guy through and through. We'll have a good scheme. We'll know how to utilize these pieces that LSU has on the current roster. And then maybe you fill out the position coaches with a good balance of the recruiting aspect and obviously past history of success, that kind of thing. So I do think that there's going to be a fun balance here that LSU and Brian Kelly is going to have to find here. And the fact that he's making pretty much every call here on the defensive staff, he's going to be, you know, it's going to be a complete reversal. I mean, like they're holding on to John Jancic, according to Wilson Alexander, the Advocate. And I think Shea Dixon also reported that from On3, but there's going to be a major shakeup here on defense, and it's just about finding that right fit, finding the right culture and finding the right, you know, coaches that you think can do the job. So I'm going to be very interested to see what kind of list of names kind of comes out here over the next 48, 72, 96 hours and kind of go from there.
Brian Kelly now has to replace two coordinators and multiple assistants. Yeah. Offensive coordinator, defensive line, inside linebackers, safeties, and cornerbacks. And, you know, you talked about making these swift changes. Here. A lot of it – what did you say?
It's why he's here. I mean, it's why he brought him in to handle these CEO-type matters. And, you know, obviously he feels like he messed up with the first, you know, first round, first try on defense. And now, you know, he's going to get, I would imagine, a lot of resources to try to get it corrected.
You know, and two, I think I will end it with this. you know, there's going to be a lot of concerns if this thing drags on, you know, too long. And for some people, 2 days is too long. They want a name right now. You know, the concern is, okay, what about transfer portal recruiting? You know, we saw Austin Osbury commit last night. Jair Brown on campus. I'll tell you, you take one look at the picture that Jair Brown took and Frank Wilson and Sherman Wilson. Those two guys are going to have it on lockdown when it comes to recruiting in the absence right now, the short-term absence of coaching staffs. You know, and so I think just from a recruiting perspective, and we'll talk more with Sonny Shipp about this tomorrow, Glenn, I think more in the recruiting aspect, when you have a recruiting staff that has done as well as LSU has, and I'm talking about, you know, the player personnel guys, the recruiting directors, Sherman Wilson, Frank Wilson, and how he's able to, both those guys are able to kind of, you know, it seems like, you know, get the nails in the coffins for several guys. When you have that in a CEO type of Brian Kelly, that's a lot that a player can be, you know, trusting. Hey, I don't maybe not know who my position coach is going to be right now. But, you know, you got a guy in Brian Kelly who's one of the more successful coaches in the sport, and then also some elite recruiters that you know are going to be there going forward. So, you know, your thoughts as we wrap it up from here, is there a concern you think, or is that more of the line of thinking that LSU is going to be kind of okay when it comes to recruiting in the short-term absence of some faces in these roles?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay. I mean, I think one guy that comes to mind now is Terry Bussey, you know, the five-star cornerback who they've been really going after the last month, 6 weeks or so. Is just having an open dialogue about why you think it went wrong this last year, how you think you can correct it with the staff that you're bringing in. And I think, you know, that's something that will resonate with recruits because, look, I think a lot of these guys watch games and a lot of these guys see that that product was not very good for LSU last year. And they can come in and they can maybe kind of help be a part of what helps fix it. And, you know, that's I think got to be the message to a lot of these recruits. And certainly you just signed 28 guys. And I think, you know, I'm sure all of them right now are on pins and needles waiting to see kind of what decisions are made here over the next several days and weeks. But I do think that, you know, there's a reason they're doing this right now, right? I mean, like they did not have a great year on defense. And, you know, I think that a lot of the moves that are going to be made now going forward are going to be about angling this towards the future of the program and getting the right people in here to kind of carry LSU into this next phase of the Brian Kelly era. It's going to be part of one of the more massive off seasons, I think, of his entire career, honestly, is this year and getting these hires right, getting the right players and the right pieces in place to kind of fit what LSU hopes to be as a college football playoff team. I mean, that's the goal. I mean, there's a 12-team playoff now. If LSU's sitting on the outside of it next year, that's not a passing grade. If you ask me, I think that there's a lot of momentum and a lot of, you know, a lot of thoughts here that LSU should be in that 12-team mix next year. They should be competing for championships. And a lot of the decisions that he makes here over the next couple weeks are going to really lean into just how this roster looks, how it could be constructed, and what the personnel and certainly the coaching staff looks like.
Yeah, it's going to be a ton of fun and a good reason for you to take advantage of signing up now for that 60% off annual VIP membership, the coaching changes, the recruiting cycles. I mean, look, there might not be a better site to sign up under too with some potential commitments coming down the pipeline, including today, all eyes on Harlan Berry, Bryce Underwood this weekend, coaching changes on both sides of the football. And don't forget, we got basketball. We have baseball as well. So come join us, myself, Glenn West, and Sonny Shipp over at Go247 as, man, we're rocking and rolling in the new year. No rest for the weary is how we started off this podcast. And, man, I know Glenn's just getting ready to sleep in his own bed for the first time. It feels like probably in forever with all the news that we've had breaking here recently. But, hey, thanks for tuning in. We will catch you next time here on the Go247 podcast. My name is Bryce Kuhn. He's Glenn West. And we'll see you next.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.